during this program, whether it is on a holiday or a regular day, is having people around who are so stimulating. Uri Geller is one of those people, and he will join us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. He doesn't necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving because there isn't a Thanksgiving per se where he lives in England, and I don't believe his native Israel has a celebration of Thanksgiving either, but I know he's got lots to be thoughtful and thankful for, and I think that is the key, being thoughtful about for which you are thankful. If you just say the ordinary things like I'm thankful for my friends and I'm thankful for my family and I'm thankful for the food and I'm thankful for my life, okay, that's swell. And it's good to acknowledge that. It's something you ought to acknowledge every day of your life. Frankly, start your day and end your day with the things and or people, items that you are most thankful for. Not something just to be done on Thanksgiving. But then there are other, you know, there's the personal side of this. There's nobody listening right now. Nobody is a part of our group who hasn't got a very personal story to tell about Thanksgiving. Something that's happened, something that you brought yourself around to thinking in a special way. Thanksgiving does that, I think, more than Christmas. If there's a holiday that does it, it's Christmas. But Christmas is not universal because not everybody celebrates Christmas. But Thanksgiving in our country is universal. And therefore, it gives us all the opportunity, no matter what our stars and stripes are, if we have a brain and you've got an ounce of consciousness in your system, then you have a reason to think thanks and to go through it. And then, as I say, you make it a habit. Every day, there's something you can say. I know I have started doing that every morning. I get up. And because one of the things I'm thankful for is I see the sunrise and sunset every day of my life. How many people can say that? Every single day of my life, I see the sunrise and the sunset. Most of it is from my studio on the farm. Sometimes it's from some location where I'm traveling to, like I'll be traveling a lot over the next 10 days and have different stories to tell you. Hopefully not stuck in a snowstorm someplace. But yeah, it's just the things that you value most, the people, the experiences, the things that you may have gone through this past year, people that may be gone that were here last year. That's always a part of Thanksgiving. But just, you know, be thankful and be conscious, thinking really about that which you are thankful for. Having said that, the craziness in the world is something I'm thankful for, because we wouldn't have great stories like this.
Gives us something to pass along.
This student, this girl in Florida, who actually could be expelled from school because her hair is too big. His story is at DougStefan.com.
Obviously had nothing to do with the 80s.
No, but you know what? She looks like she might be something out of the 80s. Richie, have you gone into this story?
This is in Texas?
No. This is in Florida. This is down in Florida.
Same thing. Like, they have big hair down there.
You know what they say? The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
This isn't like Texas big hair blonde thing. This is an African American girl, and I guess it's an afro, but it kind of looks like she brushes it back a little bit. But it's a good 8-10 inches high, and her name's Vanessa Van Dyke, and she was told that she has a week to decide whether to cut her natural hair or to leave the Faith Christian Academy in Orlando, Florida.
This is not a public school. This is a private school.
Correct. She says,
I know, exactly.
And it's puffy, and I like it that way, and I know people tease me about it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Because it's not straight, and I don't fit in.
Nothing wrong with her hair. It's not crazy. I mean, we've seen the way some of these girls put the pink and the blue and the yellow and the green in their hair.
I mean, my daughter has blue hair.
I understand that, Roberta. Victoria. That's why I said what I just said.
She's a great kid.
Yep, that's the point I'm making. There's nothing. What has your hair got to do with the quality of who you are?
It's a distraction.
Ah.
Quote.
Ah. Everybody's got to be the same.
Then you know what? Go to a different school. Yeah. They have rules.
Yeah.
That's a private school.
Yeah. And we're just saying it is a private school. They do have rules. But they can't even explain what the rule. That's the thing. They don't have a particular rule against it. They just don't like it.
I think that what they don't like is the fact that she's being teased and they're trying to get rid of the dilemma of her being teased.
Right.
And the only way they can do that is not handle the people that are teasing her, but have her cut her hair.
It's her fault that she's being teased.
Right. There you go. All right, so it's food for thought. Anyway.
The end of this article. No official word on how God feels about the Christian school threatening to kick Van Dyke out over her hair. But sources do confirm that God did indeed give Van Dyke curly hair in the first place.
What would Jesus do?
And sources further state that Jesus himself wasn't much of a fan of haircuts.
All right.
That's funny.
Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our white elephant gift exchange. But keep it on the $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do, Sprint brings you these great deals. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 this holiday season. And now through Monday, get the new Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini for free after a $50 mail-in rebate. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Phone offer valid 11/28/13 to 12/2/13. Tablet offer ends 1/23/14. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent at 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as I said, one of the things that I'm most thankful for is some of the enduring friendships that I've had. And we all have these friendships, relationships with people that you meet sort of by chance. How many of you, all of you, I think, Roberta and Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, you can all go in. By
Absolutely.
The way, it's nice. This is the first time in quite a while we've had everybody together, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, actually, Richie's gone through his treatment for his cancer, and the cancer's knocked out. He's got a few more treatments.
One more.
And he'll be back with us whole and hearty as of the first of the year, if not before. So that's good. Every once in a while, he finds his way in, and he thinks Thanksgiving is a good place for him to be. And I'm with you on that, pal. Thank you for being here. Speaking of pals, where's my pal, Uri Geller, who's another person for whom I am.
He's driving through the middle of a very busy London, it sounds like.
Really? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. So as this is the Thanksgiving program, thinking about what you don't, England doesn't have Thanksgiving, Israel doesn't have Thanksgiving, but you certainly have spent plenty of time in America as an entertainer and as somebody who has gotten into the lives of lots and lots of people. So Uri the mystic, Uri the entertainer, Uri the promoter, Uri the father, Uri the husband, what are you most thankful for?
Dougie, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of Oxford Street, and I didn't hear the last words. What do I want?
What are you most thankful for? I was going through a number of things that are part of your life, and I wondered what you were most thankful for.
Yeah, what I'm most thankful for, Doug, is my amazing family and friends that have been around me, my goodness, since I was born. People like you, people like my, you know, my host family, my children. And that's first and foremost. And then I have all the millions of fans around the world. I mean, right now, Doug, you didn't know this, because I'm on your show, and I'm not saying this to boast, but there are people in Germany listening to me. There's a guy who religiously listens every Wednesday. Andre, his name is Andre Lau. He's now listening. There are people in Stuttgart listening. There are people in Tokyo are waking up to hear this show. These are devoted fans, friends, and I'm grateful for them. But obviously, because, as you said, I'm a father, you know, my children are the most important thing in my life, and my wife, and my brother-in-law, and so on. And I'm sure everyone would answer the same way.
You know, one of the things that's important here, though, Uri, is a lot of people who are in your position, who become famous, who become rich, have a talent, they don't remember their fan base. One of the things that I like about you is that you are genuine. I think that's the reason you and I are friends, because I'm not really too keen on people who aren't themselves. And you have been able to sort of master the ability to be a showman, but not to forget who you are and what your roots are. And I think that's an important thing. You don't let it overcome you, which is what a lot of celebrities do, frankly. They aren't thankful for their fan base. And by the way, some fans abuse the privilege. We know that. I'm sure there have been people who have gotten too close to you over the years, as is the problem here in America a lot with the photographers chasing people around. But the other side of it is that were it not for, A, you having talent, and B, people recognizing it, you wouldn't have fans to be thankful for. I think that's the bottom line.
Dougie, you know, Dougie, I swear to you, just now, just said it, I'm getting to a pathway here. I'm in the lobby of a building, and I'm looking outside, and two beautiful girls pass by, and they kind of smile at me. Now, I don't know why, because, not because I think they recognize it, because I'm holding, you know, I have a special telephone, a receiver, that you kind of to your BlackBerry, so I'm holding the BlackBerry in my hand, and then I have an old telephone to my ear, but it happens to be gold. So the people that are passing by, they might think that I'm a son of a sheik, or I'm a sheik myself.
Sheik, Uri.
But what you said about the fans, I do get between 200 and 300 emails a day, and I try to answer them all. Last night I was on the BBC, on BBC Radio here in London, reviewing some of the papers, and people called me up, asked for my website address. They find my email address on my website, and they email me. And I think that because they respect me, and because they are my fans, I've got a respected background. So do you. I know some singers, and I won't mention their names, who became mega rich, selling 100 million records and CDs, and they kind of turn negative and sour.
Yeah, right.
With all their money and all their fame, you don't even look at your fans. I want to do a world famous singer, and he hardly shook my hand.
Yep. Secret of the book that's out now, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, CIA Master's Prize, something you might want to check out, and check out Uri's website, urigeller.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Let's get it while it's hot. Happy Thanksgiving from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our video of the day is in honor of Thanksgiving. We invite you to check out the infamous turkey drop episode of WKRP. Ken Kessler has done, the magic of technology. Richie would be pretty good at this. This was a 30-minute show, and we've edited it down to 30 seconds. So I'm going to present the audio now. Would you check out the video? Video of the day, WKRP, the turkey drop. I've heard this and seen this, but it's always worth
it. It's classic.
Yeah, it's classic. It's worth absolutely classic. A repeat. So here's the audio from our video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Cincinnati, WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now.
Helicopter.
Something just came out of the box. Perhaps a skydiver. No parachutes yet. Oh, my God, they're talking. Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Brad.
I thought it would work. It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That's one of the classic television lines of all time. As God is my witness,
I thought turkeys could fly. I've actually seen turkeys fly. They don't fly much.
They don't fly high either. They certainly don't fly out of helicopters.
No. That was the turkey drop.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Silly stuff. Okay, so Jennifer, Sandra Bullock is in the news this week because of her interview. She's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, the list of entertainers of the year. She says that she doesn't mind being single. Quote, if a relationship would come along, great, but I feel like I'm not missing anything yet.
Yeah, maybe well, she's got a baby.
Well, yeah, she's got a three-year-old baby.
Yeah, little son.
And that's pretty amazing age, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
Yeah, and she got burned by Jesse James. I want to see her get together with George Clooney someday.
Really?
When George gives up the dream of having a 20-year-old, they'll get together.
He's a dirtbag. He tries to play like he's the nice guy, but he basically is a dirtbag. She's the nice girl. She's America's sweetheart, and he's a dirtbag.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah. She's so sweet. I mean, do you know how she got the baby that she has?
She adopted it.
It was a friend of hers' baby, and the friend died of leukemia.
Really? Truly?
And she adopted the baby.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's very cool, Richie, that you knew that.
She's just very sweet.
All right, let's see if you knew this. From the headline division, the buried headlines at DougSteffen.com, top secret document reveals NSA spied on the pornography habits of people in the Middle East. The whistleblower, Mr. Snowden, identifies the targets as Muslims In other words, the things that the NSA was doing with your tax dollars was trying to figure out what pornography Muslims like most.
Ew.
And it was... Well,
camels?
Oh, no.
Among the vulnerabilities listed by the NSA that can be effectively exploited, viewing this material, in other words, they were planning on using the material, if they ever needed to, against certain Muslims. The Muslim Brotherhood, as you know, is something that is, I think, I guess I've read, I don't know it for a fact, I've never heard President Obama extol the value and virtue, but I've seen it in print any number of times that the president favors the Muslim Brotherhood, so some think anyway. And apparently the director of the National Security Agency, when this was... when the information came out earlier this week, I got a call from the White House suggesting that they ought to be curtailing this, along with lots of other activities, which they have refused to curtail. You know that there's all kinds of orders against them saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to stop this. They're ignoring them all. And when you look at how deeply they go into, they're looking at the pornography preferences of Muslim leaders.
That's
what the NSA is doing. Yeah, that's great. 28 after on Good Day.
The brain weighs about 3 pounds.
Every time your heart beats, 25% of the blood goes right to the brain.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
And so how are we going to make sure that the brain gets the blood and the nutrition and the oxygen that it needs and demands? Well, we have to be physically active. We have to be mobile.
Dr. Paul Nussbaum blogs about brain health on AARP.org.
If you walk a mile a day briskly for 6 days in a week, studies have been shown that you are cognitively healthier and you'll reduce your risk of dementia.
Aerobics 3 times a week also helps. So does dancing.
Pattern dance. The waltz, a polka, where you have kind of a step-by-step process that you're going through, where you're actually thinking about what you're doing.
When you're active regularly, your brain increases in volume. For more healthy brain tips, check out AARP's extensive information on brain health. I'll put up a link on our website. Tomorrow, the importance of quiet reflection. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We take a walk.
Let's walk down the aisle of reality. Thanksgiving is upon us, and because of that, there are a number of hallmarks this program has. In other words, it's known for. Remember, Rich McFadden is here with me, when we went through that exercise with one of our consultants, the Doug Steffen Good Day program is famous for, and then we all, as part of the exercise, we're sitting in my house in California. Yeah. We had a big mural, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The Doug Steffen
whiteboard.
Yep. We're famous for, and we all filled in the blank. And one of the things this program is famous for is taking the most important stories of the day, the intriguing stories of the day, and trying to synthesize them for you. And we have any number of ways of doing that. One of the things that we do, uniquely, as I am connected to, because I host the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly review of the hot hits from the world of news talk radio and television and the new media, I have access to a lot of audio from various radio programs that we monitor in order to put all that together. So it's sort of a special presentation of things that are happening and people focusing their thoughts on certain things as we end the week and as we look at the Thanksgiving Day as being a chance to yak a little about what's going on. But when you get to the table, stop the politics. Don't talk about current events. This is just to sort of help you wind your way to that so you have some information so that you won't feel compelled to ask somebody at the table, hey, what's the latest on Obamacare? Anyway, here's one of the hosts on one of the programs we monitored named Tony Cruz talking to CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about why Ms. Schlesinger says it's a good thing for stores to be open on Thanksgiving because big sales are necessary for them to make their year-end numbers.
What happens to our retail market, and specifically the jobs that are created by that, if everybody just goes online?
Well, you're going to have to get a lot more fulfillment people, I guess, in warehouses. You know, it's true. But you know what? The bottom line is there are so many people who still physically go into the stores. You know,
it's like the
idea that everyone says, oh, nobody watches network news anymore, except that there's a lot of people who do. And there's a lot of people who go into these stores. And as much as everybody complains, I've heard so many people say, it is outrageous that these retailers are opening on Thanksgiving Day. Well, I presume that they are opening because there's a whole bunch of people who are showing up, you know? And so we may complain about it. It's like we all complain about negative political ads, but we respond to them. So there's a lot. If you get bored by your family on Thanksgiving, you can go out at 6 o'clock and you can go to Best Buy or Walmart. Mm-hmm. And if you're a little bit more patient or you've done watching your football, you can go out at 8 o'clock to a whole bunch of other stores. And if you are really bored, you can go even earlier, just like pop upstairs and go onto your computer and go to Amazon.
Who knew that Thanksgiving would wind up being the next 4th of July, you know, buy a TV screen or go buy a mattress sale?
It is true. It's a little bit interesting, though, to consider this. There are six fewer shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
That's a good point.
That's so cool because that means retailers are coming out with bargains, real bargains, earlier than usual. This could be a bonanza for consumers. And then, again, this presumes that you have some money that is set aside, that you're not going to go into hock to pay for the holiday season, that there is some sense here that people are really going to get some awesome deals and they're going to go out there and take advantage of them.
All right, so what's the word to the wise that's sufficient? If you feel like going out after you've had, maybe it's actually a good idea because you walk off some of the turkey and the fixings, all the meal, or you maybe need to take a nap first, and then you go out and enjoy all the savings. But it'll be, for the next 4 or 5 days, a Lollapalooza time at the cash register, no matter what kind of a business you have. And I guess that's a good thing. Also, traveling on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the day before, the day of, the day after. I have to be traveling on the day of. One of the things that comes into focus when we have travelers who are not seasoned, Richie, the people who go through the lines and slow it up for everybody as they bring all of this stuff that they can't bring, water bottles, big tubes of toothpaste. They have things in their bag that they're supposed to check.
Oh, I forgot I had that.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so wrapped around that is an idea that surfaced this week, which we will explore now here for a moment by listening to talk host John Williams on his program, who this week had a conversation with Chris Edwards, who is one of the mainstays at the Cato Institute. The Cato Institute and other Washington think tanks are pushing the government to privatize the TSA. And here's the thinking again. If you've gone through the airport in the last 24 to 48 hours or are going to, you will probably agree with this. If you've not had experience with the TSA before, I'm betting when you hear this, you're going to say, wow, this makes a lot of sense after what I just went through.
Did the TSA sort of explode after 9/11?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just two months after 9/11, with very little analysis or study, Congress and President Bush signed into law nationalizing all airport screening in the United States. And one of the weird things about that was is that other countries, most European countries and Canada, use private screening. What they do is they it's left to the authority of airports. Airports can bid out contracts to these expert aviation security companies. Companies do a bad job, they're fired. They have to meet these high performance standards. And again, it's worked well in Europe and Canada. And the odd thing was, so United States, supposedly the more free enterprise country, went in the opposite direction. We nationalized airport screening, and I don't believe TSA has done a particularly good job over the last decade. It's been mismanaged. They spend money on things that don't work. They've got all kinds of sort of workforce problems.
Well, how would I know the difference? Yeah. What would be different if the TSA were privatized? Tell me what that would do to the cost of a plane ticket. Tell me what that would do to my getting through the line.
Okay, so I'll give you some examples. The Government Accountability Office came out last week with a report saying that this program that the TSA runs that costs $200 million a year, where they try to spot suspicious-looking people in airports, the government auditor said it doesn't work. The TSA has been wasting money on this. TSA is dug in its heels, and Congress, it doesn't look like it's going to cut it. So the problem here is we're spending money on things that don't work rather than spending money on having more screening lines, which would speed things up for passengers. And in my new study at Cato, I go through other examples. Or TSA, they are not putting their investment where it could really maximally serve the passengers. And that's one of the reasons why we have so much congestion. So we do have, in the TSA legislation a decade ago, it did allow some U.S. airports, and there are now 16 of them, that allow private screening. San Francisco's SFO airport is the biggest. It has private screening. There have been these head-to-head comparisons between private screening airports airports and all the other TSA airports. The private screeners either do better or equal or better in terms of the quality of their security.
All right. So there's some food for thought. And speaking of Thanksgiving and food for thought, as if you haven't had enough, we're going to give you the turkey story of the week, the month, and the year coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course. In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the After Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
The holiday entertaining season is here, and between shopping for gifts to preparing meals, who has time to worry about the dishes? When hosting your next dinner party or family gathering, try this simple solution to avoid serving guests spotty or cloudy dishes, a major entertaining faux pas. Use OxiClean Dishwashing Booster to ensure dishes come out of the dishwasher sparkling clean the first time. It will save you the hassle of rewashing by hand or running extra loads. OxiClean Dishwashing Booster's unique formula dissolves cloudy film that can build up during the rinse cycle. It also boosts the cleaning performance of your dishwasher detergent to eliminate spots and streaks that detergent alone can leave behind. And with just one wash, OxiClean Dishwashing Booster keeps dishware crystal clear. This holiday season, worry less about the dishes and spend more time enjoying the party. For more information, visit OxiClean.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m.
This Thanksgiving, Old Navy's giving away $1 million to one lucky shopper, and it could be you. Be there when Old Navy stores open this Thursday at 7 p.m. The first 500 in line at each store get a chance to win a cool $1 million. That's a lot of coconuts. Plus, this Thursday and Friday, the whole store is 50% off. Only Old Navy. 50% off valid in stores only Thursday, November 28th, 7 p.m. to Friday, November 29th at 6:59 p.m. Pacific time. U.S. residents, Puerto Rico and Canada, and team in order. No purchase necessary. For rules and product details, visit oldnavy.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so the turkey of the year, as far as I'm concerned, and most other people as well, is Obamacare. And all of the conversation about it, the fact that the website doesn't work, you can go through any number of things. Objective people on both sides, or all sides, say the thing has been an embarrassment and unnecessary. All kinds of things are wrapped around it. So I thought, I heard this, Ken Kessler found this excerpt from a program hosted by Joe Formicola and Larry Lytle. They're talking here to attorney Don Silver about a book Silver has written called The Best Obamacare Guide, which plainly explains what you need to know about how to make Obamacare work for you. So I thought this was a good middle-of-the-road approach to what many people, as I say, think is the big turkey story of the year.
Okay, so you had nothing better to do and you read the whole Affordable Care Act, Don?
Gosh, yeah, it helps that I don't sleep too much. But it really started out where I had some questions for myself and my family and couldn't find the answers. And because I do have a background dealing with regulations and law, I decided, okay, I'll research it myself. answered those questions. Then I had some more, and then I realized there really wasn't a book out there like mine, which is in a question and answer format that takes people from A to Z, really, through Obamacare. And I've gone through the 15,000 pages of regulations, and they keep on coming, by the way, as well as the law, and to make sense of it all for people.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Okay, there's so many questions here. Let me try to find a way to start. Is this a good or a bad deal, the plan?
Well, the law is overwhelming. The fact that you have 15,000 pages of regulations, and you can have a single topic that sounds pretty simple. You know, you get married in your lifetime. Well, this can have a big effect under Obamacare. You may get subsidies, lose subsidies from getting married or divorced. And then you have special calculations during the year. If you do get a subsidy, how much of a subsidy do you deserve because you were married part of the year and unmarried the other part of the year? So it's really invasive in so many areas of our life, and not all of it's coming out to this point.
I appreciate the fact you've gone through all 15,000 pages of this. I guess the biggest question I have is we're creating a bureaucracy here that probably is going to overwhelm the likes of the Internal Revenue Service and our tax system after a while. Of course, we all need accountants. Are we all going to need a specialist in medical law to help us navigate through this stuff?
We are going to need help. And by the way, the navigators that are provided for under the Obamacare are only required to have up to 20 hours of online training. Originally, it was going to be 30. Some states have required more, 90 hours in Maryland. But there's a lot to it, and it's like dealing with a tax minefield. You have to know where the dangers are and how to avoid them. So people are going to have to become more savvy about how Obamacare works, yes.
All right, there it is. We're working together to make this a better Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at 18 bucks a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe, or how far behind you are on payments, or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away, or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at Sony.com/navigation.
Shop
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thanksgiving Day, there are questions, answers, and some advice. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. One of the key questions revolving around Thanksgiving is the weather. Yesterday, the busiest travel day of the year, did feature some nasty weather over the eastern portion of the country. The Mid-Atlantic and Northeast had some snow, some rain, gusty winds, but the dire predictions regarding air and road travel failed to fully materialize, and the travel disruptions turned out to be minimal, according to many officials. Today's weather is also important for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. If it's too windy, those giant character balloons will be grounded. That decision won't be made until right before the parade is scheduled to begin, but officials are expressing optimism the balloons will fly. As for turkey preparation today, the folks at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line are standing by to take your questions and offer suggestions. Tara Groberski at the Talk Line says there's something new this year for those who call in.
We have men turkey talk line experts this year, so when our callers call in and they hear a man's voice, they have the right number.
Tara says the addition of men on the talk line reflects the growing number of men involved in the kitchen on Thanksgiving Day. The talk line number, by the way, is 1-800-288-8372. That works out to 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Leave off the last two L's for leftovers. As for suggestions on how to cook a turkey, longtime talk line expert Janice Stahl has this for us.
If you have never had deep fried turkey, it is a treat and super easy and super delicious.
Deep frying a turkey can also be super dangerous, according to Kathy Mabe of Allstate Protection.
Don't fry a turkey on your deck or in your garage or anywhere near your house. And never put a frozen turkey in directly in hot oils. Those are some of the things that typically go pretty wrong when frying a turkey.
Turkey fryers are a top contributor to holiday fire claims, she says. Another healthy suggestion involves leftovers. Dr. Ernest Patty at St. Barnabas Hospital in New York City says food should not be left sitting on the Thanksgiving dinner table for very long after the big meal.
Usually the time that's quoted is usually no more than 2 hours before you should really start refrigerating the leftovers.
Good advice. We give thanks for that and for everything else on this Thanksgiving Day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And this holiday, you'll find fantastic values on the season's hottest electronics, jewelry, and more. Entertaining guests? Come in to save on delicious appetizers and party-sized supplies. Join Sam's Club by December 1st and receive a gift card up to $40 to make the most of your holiday shopping. So join and save. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This holiday season, remember, easy for you. A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
It's a day off on Wall Street, of course, for Thanksgiving. Yesterday, the Dow hit another record high, climbing 24 points to 16,097. NASDAQ with a 27-point gain. S&P up 4 points. That is the sound of shopping, and the National Retail Federation says 140 million Americans plan to shop sometime between now and Sunday. Of those who say they're going to shop over the Thanksgiving weekend, nearly a quarter said they plan to shop on Thanksgiving Day, sometime today. Closing notes, let's talk football. Three games on the menu today in chronological order. Packers and Lions in Detroit, Raiders and Cowboys in Dallas, and the nightcap Steelers visiting the defending champion Ravens in Baltimore. And now, to the Thanksgiving dinner table we go. By the numbers, about 675 million pounds of turkey to be consumed across the country today. That works out to 45 million turkeys. Most of us will enjoy the festive meal at home or at someone else's home, but the National Restaurant Association tells us an estimated 30 million Americans will go out to eat or get carry out and bring it home today. Listen, if you really wanted to make this quick and easy with no mess, how about a drive-through Thanksgiving? Of course, they wouldn't ask you if you wanted fries with that. Yes, could I have a Thanksgiving meal, please?
Would you like gravy with that?
Gravy?
Would you like stuffing with that?
Stuffing. Maybe a little...
Would you like yams with that?
Would I like yams with that?
Would you like to supersize that turkey?
I'm David Weiss. Have a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. That's the news that matters.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system, which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at Sony.com/navigation.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.